This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We'll get fresh data on the pace of home building next week. New home construction grew by more than 6% in June as builders struggled to keep up with demand for houses. We've talked about how recent shortages of lumber and steel and other building materials have slowed much-needed construction. But the demand is also helping revive an industry in Minnesota. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker has that story.
It's been a tough past decade for Minnesota's forest products industry. The housing collapse in 2008 contributed to the closure of three plants that made oriented strand board, or OSB. That's a plywood-like product used to build houses. A few years later, a fire destroyed one of the state's largest paper mills, and other plants and paper mills have either closed or downsized. That's why a lot of Minnesotans were really excited when a North Carolina company called Huber Engineered Woods announced plans earlier this summer to build a $440 million OSB plant in the small town of Cohasset.
It's the biggest deal in 40 years since the last mill was built in Minnesota.
Scott Dane is the executive director of the American Loggers Council. The new facility is projected to create more than 150 direct jobs. But Dane says it will also provide a huge boost to the region's loggers and the truckers who transport timber to the mill.
What this announcement does is gives a lot of encouragement to those who have been struggling over the years that there is something new coming. And it'll encourage them to reinvest in their businesses and commit to the long term.
As mills have closed in recent years, the amount of timber harvested from Minnesota's forests has dropped dramatically. That's bad for loggers, but also, many people argue, for the forests. John Drimmel, who manages the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Timber Program, says a healthy forest is a diverse forest, with different species and different ages of trees. That diversity helps protect forests from wildfire and disease and provides benefits for wildlife.
Having that diverse forest is important, and our main tool to do that is through harvest and forest management.
The new OSB plant could also help fight climate change, which may seem counterintuitive. After all, trees pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So how could cutting down more trees help the climate? Eli Sagor, an extension specialist with the University of Minnesota, says when trees die in the forest, they decompose and that carbon is released.
When we harvest those trees, they turn them into long-lived wood products like oriented strand board, which is a building material. It then gets put into a building where that carbon remains locked up for decades, many decades.
And then when the trees that were harvested to feed the OSB plant grow back, they'll start sucking more CO2 out of the air.
So that then frees up that forested acreage to grow new trees, sequestering more carbon, storing more carbon, and then, you know, continuing that cycle.
But the project's environmental and economic benefits will come at a steep cost. The state has pledged more than $60 million in public funding to lure the plant to Minnesota. Mark Phillips is commissioner of a northern Minnesota-based state development agency that awarded part of the subsidy.
I'm not a huge fan of big incentives, but that's the world we live in. If you want to land a project like this is the kind of thing that other places do.
The company hopes to break ground this fall or next spring. In northern Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.